Savings Management, a speech in 1925. Dear students, the savings institution our enterprise established especially for you should enable you to save and to earn high interests. Economic success is not based solely on savings, though. They occupy only the third place. The first place belongs to earning power, and the second to a reasonable use of the latter. None of you is so young that he could not earn some money. On my travels in prosperous countries with a well-educated population, I encountered small boys earning already good money which helped them later to become rich. For example, I met a 9-year-old boy who made almost a dollar a day selling newspapers. As his parents were well off, he was able to put all his earnings aside. Another boy offered to a shop owner that he would bring his mail to the post office. As he was very reliable, soon all the inhabitants of the house entrusted him with their mail, and later he extended his business to the entire street. He was helping people and receiving a good reward for it. Another boy living in the country offered to pick caterpillars. He was skillful and being paid by piece. He also earned a lot. However, I liked most the idea of a boy who was going to people's homes to kill flies. All these boys considered work as fun. Property is the difference between income and expense. Do not beg. Earn. Do not accept gifts from your relatives. Be proud of your honor and appreciate it more than money. Spend only after careful deliberation. Even if you consider an expense as inevitable, consult with grown-ups, preferably with your parents or teachers. By making economies, build your independence. A laborer who has savings is more independent than a land or factory owner ridden with debts. All those boys I was telling you about will become outstanding men because they acquired already in childhood more experience in earning and spending money than many a university student who keeps spending the money of his parents because he does not know how to earn it himself. Later in life, he will have a hard time to catch up with those who started 20 years earlier.